I've been looking forward to this all week. Goat's cheese salad with persimmon. I'm joined by Julie Busso. Hi there, Julie.
Yeah, hi there, Jesse. How are you?
Good. How is life for you?
Well, I'm tucked inside, out of the weather because it's pretty windy and a bit kind of squally, I suppose you'd say, on Waiheke.
Yep, same in Auckland with the Harbour Bridge closed and causing all sorts of mayhem. Good time to be inside and thinking about doing some cooking. And tell me about your relationship with the persimmon.
Well, actually, I don't recall them when I grew up. I don't know if people grew them, but I wasn't familiar with them until I went to Italy. And I can remember somewhere around Rome being on a train and seeing these amazing trees with black trunks and limbs with these orange globes on them. And I thought, are they oranges? You know, that's weird on a black tree. And, of course, they were persimmons. But that was my first experience. But they weren't like the ones that we have these days. They were the astringent variety, which means that you can't eat them while they're hard and crisp. You've got to let them get really, really soft until they're almost like a jelly. Have you had them like that?
No, but we were just chatting about them the other night. Actually, I was in a restaurant, and the owner was talking about the difference between European persimmons and New Zealand ones, and they do tend to be quite mushy by the time you get to eat them over there.
Yeah, you deliberately let them get really soft, and then they're just like this gorgeous kind of sweet jelly. They're really sensational. You can't eat those ones while they're hard. Your mouth would just pucker up because they're too astringent. But talking about our ones, of course, that we are most common these days, unless you've got an old-fashioned tree like that, the ones that we tend to use are the non-astringent variety, and that means you do want to eat them while they are firm and crisp, because if you let them get a bit soft, then they get squishy and then they turn flabby. They're not good like that at all. So you're kind of keen on them as much as I am, I take it.
Yeah, but I don't often, if you know someone with a tree, great, but I don't tend to buy them from a supermarket. Are they the hero ingredient in this recipe you have for us today? Or there's a few interesting elements to it, including the vinegar.
Yes, they are. Kind of, like a little twist on what is, I think, a very traditional French salad with goat's cheese and, just good vinaigrette. So I've made a few little changes with it by adding the persimmon. And persimmon, I think, can really lift any kind of salad of green leaves, rocket, that kind of thing, because they provide a bit of crunch and a bit of sweetness. And that's good if you've got kind of peppery leaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice in any salad. So, I think for this one, you really only need one large one, but if you happen to get small ones, then a couple will do it. And they're easy to prepare because you just peel them and cut off the calyx, the top bit, and then just cut them up. There's no core or usually no seeds inside them. And I put them straight into the bowl of vinaigrette. And for this vinaigrette, I have made this a wee bit differently. Yes, it's French, so I've got extra virgin olive oil, 3 tablespoons. If you've got lemon-infused oil in your pantry, great, add that. Otherwise, just, good extra virgin. And no one's probably going to have this in their pantry, so I'll tell you the little secret. A tablespoon of raspberry or red berry vinegar. And it is absolutely sensational. It's my favourite vinegar of all time. Very fruity, a little bit sweet, and so delicious on very many salads and with chicken and all many kinds of things. But you probably won't have it, but you might have some good white wine vinegar. And you can doctor that by adding either a fresh or a frozen raspberry. It's as simple as that. Just mash up.
I love that, yeah.
The fresh or frozen, it'll only take about 10 minutes.
Julie, is it worth spending money on a white wine vinegar or is one of the sort of the supermarket brands okay?
They're made very differently.
Are they?
You get what you pay for. So there's many, many layers of flavour in a properly made wine vinegar. Compared to quickly made, the same as like balsamic vinegar, that kind of thing. If they're quickly made, they don't have the depth of flavour. But some people can't much tell the difference, and some people can't afford. A lemon maybe off your tree would work in the salad as well. For me, I love all the different vinegars because they've all got different characters. Like sherry vinegar, so sharp and fresh and bracing, and balsamic, as we know, that little sweet sour thing. So yeah, if you're into it, then you end up with all these things in your pantry. But make sure you use them, of course. But that's a little cheat with the raspberry vinegar. And raspberries at the moment on Waiheke are astonishingly cheap. They're about $4 a little punnet.
Really?
Christmas punnet goes up to about 10 or 12.
Yeah.
But as I say, frozen ones are good. But I buy them fresh, stick them in the freezer, and then I just use them from that. So that's our little vinegar bit. And some salt in there. If you use flaky sea salt like I do, half a teaspoon in your vinaigrette, dab of mustard. Whip that up. Put your sliced persimmon on top. Have your greens, and it could be a small cod's lettuce or a firm butter crunch lettuce, both of those because they've got a bit of structure. And because we've got the persimmon, which has got quite a bit of texture, you know, we don't want to have a bowl of wimpy leaves. You know, we want to have something that's got a bit of body. So you've washed the lettuce, you've dried it, you've torn it into bite-sized pieces. Put that on top of the persimmon. And then you set that aside while you deal to the goat's cheese. And quite honestly, Jesse, if you think crumbing goat's cheese is, you know, a bit of a fiddle, this is equally as good with fresh goat's cheese.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, you've got to be dedicated. But if you have a look at the photograph I sent in, it does look good. And you get the cheese gets a little bit kind of soft and pliable when it's heated, and then you've got that little crisp crumb coating. So it is something special.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a few little tricks with this. And you buy the fresh goat's cheese in a little log. For this, you need two of those, 200-gram logs. Stick them in the freezer for 15 to 30 minutes before you slice them. Because even if you're going to use them fresh, because the knife will stick to them and the slices fall apart and you get in a bit of a mess and a tangle with them and say a few bad words. And if you just freeze them, it firms it up. Nice hot knife, just run it under the tap, slice through into rounds, each log into about 7 pieces, 8 pieces, and you'll find that much easier. And so that's you know, up to you whether it's fresh or crumbed. But crumbing's the usual thing. Tablespoon of flour to coat them, lightly beaten egg with a little bit of salt. The salt helps the egg liquefy, which makes it easier to coat over the cheese. And then some panko crumbs, a third of a cup of panko crumbs. And I tilt the dish with the egg as I put the little cheese around through that. And as they're done, I put them on the high part, and the excess egg dribbles down to the bottom of the bowl. And so then I've got a nice pool.
You're amazing. Every time I think I must have heard all your tips, there's another one.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, grab a wooden spoon, tilt the dish, and yep.
Somebody talking to me about crumbing things once said, keep one hand as your wet hand and one hand as your dry hand. I don't know if you follow that one.
Yeah, that's probably me. Absolutely. One hand in the mixture on one hand, not particularly if you're doing something like you know, schnitzel or whatever, but this is quite a small little crumbing job, so it's fairly fast. But having your crumbs and your flour on paper towels makes it easy, because they get all messy. It's easy then just to dispose of them. You can do the crumbing about 1 to 2 hours ahead, so that's quite a good thing. So you do have to fry them pretty close to when you're going to serve your salad. Maybe they'll hold for 10 minutes or so, and then they start to firm again. But a little bit of oil in a medium-sized pan, medium heat, get the oil hot, add a couple of tablespoons of butter. When that's sizzling, add in your little goat's cheese rounds, get them nice and golden crunchy, turn them carefully with a spatula, then onto a plate. Your salad and everything is prepared in your bowl. Add a half a cup of fresh New Zealand walnuts, and got to say that they are in season at the moment and absolutely delicious.
Wonderful.
So seek those out. Walnuts in, toss the salad, dish it onto plates, and top each one with your little goat's cheese rounds, little drizzle of honey on top or apple glaze if you like, and you've got a beautifully fresh, colourful, really healthy, got a little bit of butter in your frying, but who cares, you've got so many good things in here, and you've got that lovely persimmon and those walnuts and delicious starter to a nice long French lunch for Sunday, I'd
Incredible.
Say.
You've outdone yourself. Julie Busso, we've got the recipe online, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. Thank you and have a wonderful, delicious weekend.
And you too, Jessie.